Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. It's another Sunday morning. Into the church they come for the worship service. And what a sorry mess they are. Don't misunderstand. On the outside they look calm and pleasant enough. But on the inside it's different. On the inside each one is carrying bruises and wounds and scars. Right side, third pew from the front, middle-aged couple. For years, she has longed for her husband to open up to her, to let her in. He cannot shake the fear that he has been a disappointment to her. Left side, second pew from the back, single man in his 20s. He's polite, well-mannered, but he feels like a hypocrite. His drinking with friends is getting out of hand. It's led to things that mock the very God he claims to worship. He wonders if he'll end up like his father. Left side, halfway up, a young family of 5. He runs his own garage. She keeps the books. Business has been down, the creditors are calling, and the kids are getting sick of mom and dad never having any time. Right side, towards the back, single mom, 2 small children. She's always tired, and she can't remember the last time she was able to listen to an entire sermon. Left side, front row, woman in her 70s. It's been 10 years, but the ache from her husband's death has never left her. It still hurts to come to church alone. Right side, middle pew, a divorced man in his late 40s. His daughter seldom calls, and when he thinks about all the things he's left undone, he cannot blame her. And yet, in this sorry group of broken souls, the Lord Jesus is at work. He is calling them to repentance. He is healing them with his forgiveness. He is sweetening their tears. He is quieting their fears. He is refreshing them with his promises. And when they leave this place, this ragtag band, they will touch the lives of others, and the word will spread, and others will come. Dearest Jesus, I am just a broken soul, afraid and alone. But you have rescued me in your blood. You have healed me in your gospel. Thank you for the privilege of doing the greatest work there is to do. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.